Satnam, everybody. We are here together on the planet, July 2012, and moving forward at light speed from 3rd to the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th dimension and beyond. And there's some new people on the call, and for those, if we talk about something we want to, if we reference something that you want to know more about, we have recorded calls on kundalinibliss.org, so you can listen to those calls on the internet if you like. And we, the intention of, these calls, they're called Shakti Activation, Personal and Planetary Healing for 2012 and Beyond. These calls are a directed vision mission that came out of a meditation when I asked, what next? And the response was to activate the Shakti on the planet, to help people wake up to their own power, energy, and Kundalini, and break through that which keeps them in the basically higher vibrational state of the dimensions that we are now birthing, that spirit, we, the ascended masters, our higher selves, are here to bring through at this time when we're moving from the Piscean to the Aquarian age and into the age of ascension, the age of freedom, the age of bliss, and many other wonderful words that we want to put on an energy. It's a, I experience it as a silvery frequency, a silver wet ray and golden ray frequency that moves through all of the 10 bodies, all of my 10 bodies, and through my chakras. So we are no longer having the experience of being separate from or alone in or a planet that's been in isolation, that we are now experiencing that we are part of divinity, divine creation. We are woven into the fabric of the galaxy, and we experience that exquisite connection and co-creation with every breath and every moment, and with the blessing of that, how to work with the elements, the tattvas, the pieces that were given to create, allowing to create and allow these frequencies to be shared more and more until ultimately we're living in as a unit in this beautiful higher frequency, in this, beautiful covering, this beautiful blanket, that we, tantric blanket that we've woven together out of individual threads. So thank you, everybody, for weaving together with us at this time and holding the field, holding the field of the possibility for this to be this beautiful golden silver ray frequencies and everybody on the planet to be woven together with the galactic, with other beings at this time. So we're all playing a pivotal piece, and we're all in this together, which is the consciousness of six dimension frequencies, six dimensional, the sixth density, sixth light frequency, where the energy just starts spinning, and we experience that we are a synergistic whole, and we experience that our piece, our contribution, we experience the value of that, because every person is very unique and every person is totally valuable and has a gift and a contribution to make. So these calls are Shakti Activation, Tantric Transmission. We acknowledge our main guide, teacher, and master, Yogi Bhajan, who's with us here today. And we'll just breathe into that. He's just in, and he instructs me, tells me what he wants, guides me what he wants us to talk about. And then he can come through and heal, like I said, heal our emotional bodies or release our karma, whatever needs to happen in that moment. And I hear him saying right now that because we're in such a an opening right now in this period of time because it's a transition. He's saying that you can, he's kind of whispering, like he used to kind of always laugh and smile, like he's saying, you can slip through the cracks right now. You may have been, or anybody on the planet, may have been the biggest sinner of all time, he's saying, if you can allow that covering, that mask, to crack off like dried earth, like a clay mask on your face, like the parched earth, allow that limitation of the lower self, so to speak, to crack off and just blow away in the wind, that this is a crack in time when the soul yearns so much to emerge, that pure peace of ourselves is so desiring to be birthed into these higher frequencies, that all of that can be released. He's saying, even in this phone call, so much more can be released. Then your conscious mind can understand that he's saying that you will know, you will feel the freedom of the light of your soul streaming through every fiber of your being when you allow this to happen in this moment with him, with us, with the energy of these higher frequencies, these silver and golden ray threads running through the field, and we will be just weaving them all together. So he's saying, okay, thank you. Proceed now, Kieran. Okay, thank you, sir. For those of you who have been on the calls, you know that sometimes he interrupts me. Or not interrupts me. Here, he comes through, right, Arit? He comes through. Everybody knows that. Okay, good. So I'm just sort of like sharing some pieces because there's, since we have some new people on the call, to just weave in the threads of how we flow. The Shakti is the flow. So we do flow within the context of the mother energies, the frequencies that want to be birthed, that are coming up from the crystalline core of the planet at this time, that we're wanting to be birthed into the nurturing womb of higher dimensions, and that's what's happening. That the mother energies, the Adi Shakti, Shakti activation, is being activated at this time. And everybody that's on the planet, whatever degree they feel it, there's a desire to expand and allow that light of truth, the light of the soul, to be birthed and united with all dimensions and not just stuck in 3D. We've been talking a lot about how do we break out of the patterning of linear 3D conditioning of, I'm just going to set a goal and I'm going to plod along for 20 years and go from point A to point B, and then at the end of that time I'm going to get my 401k check and retire and, you know, live cheaply in South America or something. It's like all the linear, all the timelines are basically being broken up so that we can experience being the multidimensional beings that we are. And once we start to experience the freedom of that, it's like being, you know, let have school early, you know, or a snow day where you didn't have to go to school and you could make snow angels all day. Or it's when we can start to experience the freedom of the soul, that's what we're all yearning for right now, to really experience how to live in our divine consciousness as co-creators with the divine every moment. And then the heart opens up and the overflow just spills out so that we want to share it with others. And that's where we are right now at this point in history, or her story, Shakti activation, her story is now being told, is now being seen, is now being shared. So I like to feel that we're moving into her story, what the mother, what the earth, what all of the stars and planets want to share with us, what the real story is, moving from linear history that we had to sit and memorize the list of wars in school to what is the present, what is the presence of the divine feminine in this moment flowing through us, what is the presence that wants to be woven into our being. And this is what we talk a lot about on the calls. What's present in this moment, not what things we would have learned had we been paying attention in history class in sixth grade, you know. I don't want to know about that. I want to know about what wants to come through my being, my body, what wants to be woven into the fabric of my divine essence at this pivotal time in history, which once every 26,000 years, the Mayans tell us, our sun lines up with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which is the portal for the divine source to come through. And we had on Thursday the biggest solar flare that we've had, I guess, on the planet that's been measured. So we're getting these bursts of light, of sunlight, coming through. They're charges. They're kundalini charges. So if you feel charged up about something, yes, yes, yes. Look for that. Feel that. Expand that. You know, as Prem Siri said, that she's expanding into her workplace, saying, let's do these 2-3 minute exercises to bring this kundalini into every aspect of life on the planet. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to receive these new frequencies, to be energized, electrified in every cell of our own being, and then to just, if we feel so much electricity that we have to burst forth and share this with the world around us, whatever kind of situation we're in, whether it's healing the parrot chirp that got disoriented listening to rock and roll music, or the synergy about bringing music to the cafe chirp that we just heard about, and they're so excited to feel the interesting synergy of that, the beautiful goddess musician who shared that she was called forth to bring the frequency into that cafe. We're called forth every moment. This energy is just exploding and wants to expand out. Now just breathe and take a walk and smile at people in your neighborhood. That it's going into the field. It's as simple as opening our eyes, breathing, projecting light out our third eye, and then smiling at the people in the grocery store, to playing music in a cafe, or teaching a yoga class, or teaching people in the workplace to breathe. It's just exploding out. It's a movement. It's a flow. The Shakti wants to flow. She'll flow. The mother will flow wherever she is. It brings me to an interesting experience I had over the weekend, which I will share with you, because this illustrates me how this energy is flowing out. And Yogi Bhajan, when I was meditating earlier today, said, go ahead and share your experience of being at the Yoga Journal Con over the weekend. So I will. But for 1 second, I'm going to just highlight with some planetary astrology words some frequencies that are coming through onto the planet right now, so you can feel them, embody them, and take full advantage of the alignment of the stars, which are messengers, of the planets, which are messengers, of the sun, which brings us life. So it's the message of the planets, of the astrology right now, because I know that we're all feeling it, and I know that you're feeling it. So I'm just going to put some words on it so we can totally embrace and embody and, yes, use and exalt in what's happening, so we're not just disoriented and dismayed. So we have been talking about these 7 Uranus Pluto squares from 2012 to 2015. And this is a great renaissance on the planet. These squares, these Uranus Pluto squares, are taking us into the next, are part of these frequencies that are being beamed through the heavens, through these astrological bodies, are focused on helping us break through to the next level. As I said, from third dimensional consciousness to fourth dimensional and beyond, opening our hearts and moving into the weaving of these frequencies. So the renaissance that was experienced before, and this happened, which was One of the times it happened was the Renaissance, when there was art, the great Renaissance that we hear about, that when the world opened up to the great painters and the artists and realized that, yes, that life is art, that art and beauty feed the human soul. So that's what one example of this astrological configuration. Right now, what we are experiencing, what our lesson is for this time, is to discover the power of the human heart, the power of the heart chakra. So from 3D to 4D is moving from the lower self into the heart, the air element. We're all in this together, and then we can move up knowing that each person is a gift, and each person has something to share, and we can hold that and embrace that. So I wanted to say that the Uranus energy is the Kundalini energy. It's that electrical frequency when suddenly you feel inspired and you have to share something. You have to share a breath, a yoga exercise. You have to paint something. You have to go for a walk. The Uranus is the electrical energy. It's the electricity that's going to spark the changes. It's the spark of the divine. It's the spark of the knowledge reawakening us. Oh, I am a divine being. I am a co-creator. I can create a better world. I know a better way to do something. Ford has a better idea. I have a better idea. So we are recreating the world in the image of the divine, in the expression of the divine, in the where there's room to flow, so that there's freedom, so that we're not limited by 3D. We're not limited by the physical body. We are no longer prisoners of the ribcage. And that's 3D, that's the orientation, that's the mindset of just being trained and conditioned that we're just 3D beings. It's like being in prison. But this moment in time breaks us out of being prisoners of the ribcage into being beautiful beings that live in the goddess essence quality of the light of the soul and bring light in every moment to the world around them and around us. So that's the Uranus piece. And Pluto rules truth and debt. So debt is like karma. So right now, during this time, when the electricity of the Kundalini, the Uranus energy, and the solar flares, and you know other planets that we've been talking about, but right now we're talking about this configuration. When this interacts with us, what happens is we're able to move out of the debt, the karmic trance, if you will, of only seeing the lower frequencies, the lower vibrations, what's wrong with something, what's wrong with ourselves, into what's right, what's true, where is the energy, where is the real life force. So Pluto, literally like fireworks on the 4th of July, which we just had, although there was a fireworks problem here in San Diego, it's kind of funny, but where the fireworks of the truth is lit up in the sky. And so that's Uranus and Pluto together. All of a sudden, we see the truth. And because it's a square, it's not going to move, no, until it's going to force us to move. It's a stable configuration. So we're basically hit, like maybe like rushes of Kundalini. It could appear as like shockwaves sometimes to some people, like they could be shocked by the truth. But the soul, our light, our heart chakra, knows what the truth is. So of course we're seeing on the planet around us all these different situations where, oh, this person was found that they have been stealing money and they sold all of the environment. This city's broken, you know, we didn't know that. And so it's just showing up on all kinds of levels, And we have just now experienced the first of seven as of June 24th, Uranus-Pluto squares. So this is the time for all the beautiful Shakti activators to keep holding these higher frequencies and therefore be a guide, a portal holder, portal for mortals, a portal holder for others to move through so we get the entire tapestry that those that are here to move into these frequencies can be shown the way, can be shown the way out, is what I was talking about a minute ago. So we have the opportunity with our beloved guide and master and ascended masters working with us, standing by. We've got an operator standing by to guide and direct us to that place where our soul yearns to be, that place where we can live in the truth, out of which we can feel peaceful. When we can feel peace, we can feel and experience prosperity. We can live on a planet where there's not war. We can live in our own skin, in our own ribcage, and know that we're not prisoners of 3D. Oh my gosh. I'll breathe to that. So let's all take a breath and extradite, like pulsating. It's almost pressure. Like I just, let's all breathe and just exhale and exhale, light out your third eyes. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, yes, he wanted me to just tell you that in this moment that he is working on, calibrating. He is calibrating our third eyes, our point of vision, so that we can be calibrated with, so to speak, a higher vision, and those that choose to and are ready to let go of the Pluto, the debt, the karmic debt, can now be released into experiencing the light of the truth, the higher vision, so our third eyes can be calibrated with the purity of our soul energies, and we can let go of the subconscious or conscious feeling of being weighted down by karma, the debt. He says, so anyway, he wanted to let everybody know that if you feel something in your third eye, he's calibrating our third eye to these beautiful mandala. I see them as these beautiful. Okay, my third eye is starting to spin now. Thank you. Oh, just everybody breathe in and exhale. And just kind of move your shoulders and your head and wiggle your hips and your toes, and just so you can get... The karma is held in our subconscious, but it gets stored in our body as tension. Just exhale if you feel any tension. Move your head back and forth. And move your hips and just lift up your heart. You can lift up your diaphragm. You can let your breath out of your rib cage and let your breath ignite. Give your breath right now to these frequencies. Give your breath to Yogi Bhajan right now, so that he can send it back to you filled with clarity, filled with the truth, like a filtering system. Like he's saying right now what he's doing, it's like a filtering system, like when you filter water, like you put muddy water through a filter. And he's saying that at this moment that to give up karma is a choice, because we all have free will. There's no have to, it's a get to, it's a choice. So he's saying to even choose more deeply to be supported in this moment by the light of the truth. There's those that are on, so to speak, the other side of the physical plane, who live every moment in the light of the truth, in the power of the purity of peace, in the power of prosperity, in the power of love. And we can breathe that in and then and exhale. And he's saying he's filtering. Okay, good. Thank you, everybody. But it is a choice, as I said, because on the spiritual path, in spiritual development, what happens with healing is we all get to a point where we may run into some kind of obstacle that we feel we can't overcome with the knowledge or information of ourselves, the way we've been living. At that point, we reach out for help, whether we go to a yoga class or we go to a healer or we get on a Shakti activation call. At a certain point, the light wants, we're ready to have the light break through and release us. And it's that point where there's others who know more how to work with certain pieces that need to be worked out that we do. So this is one of those moments where we can reach out and say, you know, sir, in our own minds, I don't know how to work with whatever piece is. Or it's not even that. We can just say, I'm ready to receive the connection more fully with my own soul, with the light of my own divinity. And the first thing that usually comes up as we embody our own light more fully is the feeling of worthiness. Am I worthy? Self-esteem issues. So at this moment, let's go ahead and exhale and give any feelings of unworthiness. Let it go. And he's just taking it. It's just fuel. We're just burning up fuel, and we don't need that burden. You can unburden yourself in this moment. So anything that you feel burdened by, so just exhale and give your burden to the Ascended Master, who will take you through the great divide of pain and suffering of 3D into the freedom where our soul truly already lives. Our soul knows the truth. Our heart knows the truth. But we've been conditioned to not know the truth, to be made wrong for speaking the truth. So it's just a moment of just, it's a big exhalation. It's a cry for a positive outcome. Our higher self knows what that outcome is for every situation. And our soul just sits quietly and lets the world pass by as we deal with issues. But when we deal with issues from the light of our soul, from our higher self, then the ego, the lower self, the karmic self, that self which goes on being confused and creating pain and suffering, will be dissolved. And it can be kind of scary. So we just breathe in. If we feel fear, we breathe into the field. We breathe into feeling the fear. So the lesson, the information that I'm feeling ooze through right now from coming through into our field right now from Yogi Bhajan is to, with each breath, feel in our bodies like we're melting, like the light is melting our karma. He's saying it's sort of like a feeling, he's showing me a feeling of kind of melting. So we can feel into what we need to melt away, the mask, as I said a minute ago, the mud. Okay, good. Wow. Okay, good. Oh, wow. A big layer's just going. So we can melt. We can melt into the safety and the love of the higher self through the illusion. Karma is just another word for illusion. That which is not true, that we have to pay for our sins and all these thought forms that have been dropped into this field. So it's connecting what we feel so we can let that energy move through us, the energy of emotions, energy in motion, raising it up. So with each moment, we're feeling the kundalini rising so emotion becomes devotion. So the devotion to the master, to the higher frequencies, and it's not the person, the master, it's the guide who shows us how to get there. So that we can feel that the devotion carries us across our pain into that place of peace in every moment with every breath. And when we feel that for ourselves, then we can share it with others. And they'll come into the field also. And now the master and this breath becomes the portal in every moment, which is the beginning of the communication with spirit, with God, with Goddess. Now we're truly have changed our identity from being a prisoner of the ribcage, trapped in 3D, conditioned by 3D, told to sit down and be quiet in school, to one who vibrates at this higher frequency, who's made it through to the other side while we're in a physical body. And that is the invitation, the possibility, the choice that we're making in this moment. This is the transitional period, the period where we flip from like, wow, I'm stuck in 3D, I can only be enlightened or liberated or truly released if I sit in the Himalayas and meditate. I can't bring it into the marketplace. I can't bring it into the city. And that was true, but it's no, that's the flip. That's what's just changed. Which, okay, I'm going to go back to being at the Yoga Journal Conference this weekend, which is just so much really high vibration. And I just had this great time where I, there's a beautiful being there who has brought through the acai berries and formed the drinks, this higher vibrational superfood. And very pure being, I walked up to him and I felt from his heart, I started reading a past life about, I said, oh, you've been a sadhu. He is very open. We had a good connection. Oh, yeah, what I saw was, and I just started speaking and it felt that it was okay to speak it. I see that you've been a sadhu. These many lifetimes have you lived in the Himalayas and meditated for eons of time and traveled through the dimensions and through the galaxies and through many star systems, and yet you come back to your cave by yourself. And I feel in this moment and in this lifetime that you desire, your soul's greatest desire is to share these gifts and bring them through to humanity, and you will, by allowing this to be given away, you will be liberated. And I said, right now, as I stand before you, I receive your gift. And I felt that in this moment, I was the Adi Shakti. I was the portal for the mortals. And I was receiving his gifts, as many do, but I'm saying in that moment. And I was feeling that the flow of the Ganges came through me. And it's lifetimes of meditating by the Ganges. The flow of the mother, the river, the veins of the earth, of the mother, the flow of the divine, the waters of turning emotion into devotion came through. And as I was receiving his gifts, I was flowing these gifts through the water, through the energy, through the emotion, through the devotion into the field of this high frequency field on the earth that I just saw his aura change into this golden glow. The Rayman, yes, the golden light of the mind came through, and his third eye started spinning even more than it already was spinning because he's a very high being. And I received this golden blessing coming into me. And yes, so Yogi Bhajan wanted me to share that experience with everybody. And that's an example of who you are. I'm sharing it because that's what I... And I also shared this with a couple other people, and I'll share another one. And that's who you are in every moment, that as you receive as the Adi Shakti and become the portal for the divine mother, the divine feminine, that's ascending at this time. The divine feminine has been captured, has been enslaved, has been controlled, has been hidden, but we're breaking through at this moment. Shakti activation. We're coming out of being prisoners of the rib cage into the activation of the Divine Feminine, and as each one of us holds that Adi Shakti frequency, more and more everybody can be liberated and freed up, and we're all here to help each other with this peace, with almost like this final peace, this final turning into facing the truth of the light. And we have the power to see the truth, and we have the power to feel the light, and we have the desire, and we have the ability, and we have the strong nervous systems, and we have breath of fire, and we can put our arms up to 60 degree angles and breathe. Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And he's saying, and by the way, that's the homework assignment for this week, if you choose to raise your arms up 60 degrees and breath of fire. We should call it the ego eradicator. And he's saying if you can practice that outside with your eyes closed and feel the light of the sun on your third eye, that will go along with what he started at the beginning of this call, recalibrating, activating our third eyes to the vision of the divine. So that's the homework possibility, the get-to for this week. So it's sitting, breath of fire, arms up 60 degrees, and eyes rolled up with sunlight. I mean, you don't want to sit in direct sun at, you know, 12 noon or something, but just sunrise, sunset, feeling the glow of sun on your third eye, and that would anchor in the frequency of what we've been doing on the call today. Oh, wow. So we're moving this energy, this karmic energy, and we're moving it not only for ourselves. So sometimes you feel that your work is never done. Well, that's true. Because maybe you cleared all your karma, and you're just here to help clear karma for the mother, or for the planet, or for the area you live in, or for others. But as you bow, so shall you be blessed. We're blessed. And it may be, it probably is your last lifetime, and it's our blessing to be able to transform these lower density frequencies for the planet. We are leading the way. We are showing the way. We are holding the vibrations of the soul, of the higher self. We're clearing the chakra system. We're clearing the 10 bodies so that we can all live in the frequency of the light on the planet at this time. Okay, keep breathing. You're all doing great. Okay, I'm feeling some relief right now. So keep breathing. You know, again, if you feel tension, I hope you're a wiggle worm. I hope you're just totally wiggling. You're always told to sit still in school. I hope in this short hour classroom that we have together with each week, I hope you're totally wiggling around and just releasing anything, any energy, anything you need to move through so you can feel more and more light, more and more life in each cell of your body. So whatever comes up for you, you can breathe through it and remember what we just experienced with Yogi Bhajan, that he was literally breathing into us, breathing with us, breathing through us. So he's also saying, remember to breathe with me this week. When you're sitting with breath of fire, arms up 60 degrees, know that I am breathing with you. Know that I am breathing you as you are breathing me. And we are breathing this new frequency into being. It's not just a yoga practice exercise. Know that you are birthing with each breath of fire, that you are birthing the light, this new frequency, onto the planet. So that's the opportunity, that's the joy to midwife with this exercise you just gave us this week. The gold and silver frequencies, the ray mom, these higher rays that we can bring this through, and we are, and then we are blessed. And he said also, yes, if you need to break through something, that's fine, obstacles, you know, you want something, ask for it. He's saying ask. and it's fine to ask. And he said, don't think, just ask a little bit. Don't be timid. Don't feel unworthy. He's saying, nobody's going to be sitting there watching you. Get a journal. Get a huge piece of paper. You know, write it big. He's saying, ask, ask, ask. You are totally worthy. Open your heart. Demand that you get your needs met. You know, not go up to somebody and demand, but, you know, in that frequency, he's saying, allow yourself to feel really big and allow yourself to float in that feeling that you are totally filled with getting your needs met in every moment. And he's telling us that's the experience of the ascended masters. Once you move into these frequencies, into these vibrations, whatever you need, he said, literally does appear before you. And he's saying he knows that we've all had many experiences where we think about something and we think about something and it's like, oh, look, I thought about that and there it is. So I thought about that I needed information about to heal something and here it is. Here's somebody just handing me these herbs that I needed to heal, you know, my specific condition. Which is leads me to one more quick story and then we're going to do a little chanting. The time is flying by so fast. Oh, I did want to let everybody know that I'm just so grateful and thank you for all your high vibration frequencies and love and prayers and everything that I'm, like, healing's going very well. And I was actually went to a beautiful Kirtan concert on Saturday night at the Yoga Journal here in San Diego. So I was actually starting to dance again, not like a complete maniac all night long, which is what I love to do, like, you know, like one of Krishna's God-intoxicated gopis. But I actually started dancing, so thank you. My healing is really progressing, which of course can, you know, lead us into being together more in the physical too, but thank you everybody. So what I wanted to say was, as I went into this beautiful lecture on Ayurveda and using herbs that are grown in the U.S. for our healing, rather than Indian herbs, and those are wonderful also, but using what's more available to make it more accessible, I got some beautiful pieces about how to use different, you know, different herbs, and I was actually gifted. There was, they had prizes, and I filled out, you know, put your name in the hat, and, you know, I was actually had the thought about focusing on something. Oh, it was really funny. This is really funny, I thought. There were three prizes, and I was, like, actually thinking about, I want a prize, but I don't want that prize, and I was actually focusing on the prize that I didn't want, and guess what I won? I won the prize that I was focusing on that I thought I didn't want, which actually, once it was explained, I actually do want it. So there's the power of that. I just wanted to point out that funny little example that I had that, you know, the field doesn't understand negative. So what you think about, positive or negative, is what you pull into your experience. So yes, I love that. I did win a prize, thank you, and I won the prize that I was focusing on that I didn't want. I love it. It's so funny. Yeah, so I did. And the prize I won was this some yogic thing, this line that you walk on that helps your balance, which I really haven't even figured out at all yet. But the point of the story is that the person who was giving the lecture, I could feel, being the empath healer that I am, that there was something going on in his energy field that was kind of causing him constriction. And when I connected with him later at his booth and started talking to him more, and started reading his past life, because he showed it to me. I wasn't invasive. What I realized is that he told me he'd had, like, chronic back pain for, like, 20 years. And this is a very advanced being, PhD, herbologist, studied all these things, very, very advanced, highly intelligent being. I was really surprised, and I went to the origin of his pain, where he was... actually, I saw he was in the Himalayas, and he was carrying, like, a Sherpa, but also a meditator, you know, like, he was really a meditator, like a sadhu, living in the Himalayas, but he was also, like, a Sherpa, like, carrying things for people up and down the mountains. If anybody's hiked up in the Himalayas. They have Sherpas that carry things for you. And that he had been crushed by a landslide, and that he was going all through, he couldn't breathe as he was dying because he wasn't rescued, and that his spine was crushed and he was in tremendous pain before he actually died. And so I was helping him release that imprint, and his face fully lit up, and all this rosiness and glow, and he looked youthful and glowing, and like this sort of outer layer of tension and grayness just fell off, and I saw him just musing, and I just let him out, and I said, at that time, you could not help yourself, but now I'm here, I see what happened, and I'm here, and right now, we are walking out of you being hurt and damaged and being stuck in that landslide and not being able to get out in your hand. And we literally walked around the Yoga Journal Marketplace, around these different booths and everything. We walked together, and I said, we're walking out of this landslide, and you're totally well, and I'm here for you. And I saw what happened. It was just beautiful to see the expression and the rosiness of his demeanor in that moment change. So so I saw that he had actually had that experience, and that I was able to lead him into a place of that. So that is the power that each one of you have, that you're able to take the hand of the person next to you as they reveal to them what they need to walk through, to receive the lightness of the blessing of these higher dimensions and release the heaviness of the karma. And that is what we're working with, the Uranus-Pluto conjunction. That's the opportunity that the frequencies of the energies are being given us at this time. So let's see where we are. A couple more minutes. For those who have to leave, I understand, but for those who can be here, we're going to do a couple minutes of Adi Shakti, which we love to do, so you can experience you are the Adi Shakti, you are the primal portal through which you're holding that, through which we are walking and we're holding for others to receive. Adi Shakti.
Thank you.
embrace and embody the power of the Adi-Mata, primal frequency that's breaking through onto the planet at this time. Portal for mortals. Exhale all the way down to the center of the earth, crystalline frequency. And inhale up to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And back down. And Yogi Bhajan is saying, that is the range of your breath. That is the power of your mind. That is the power of connecting your mind, your beingness, all of your 10 bodies with your breath, that you have the power to go between the center of the earth and the center of the Milky Way galaxy, all in one complete breath, one inhale and exhale. And he's saying that I will join you this week during your practice, during the practice that he has given us. So, beautiful. Thank you, sir. And thank you, everybody, for being here with us today. If anybody wants anything, wants to share anything, you can. We're a couple minutes over, but if you want to share something, you can. Or otherwise, we'll reconvene next week, and we'll all be together.
I want to say that this conference was awesome.
Yay!
Thank you, beloved sir, and sweet Gorkirin.
And I'm getting better, so I'm walking and like, yay, we can be together soon. So,
oh, I love it.
Thank
soon
you.
Soon I'm going to need to come here and walk a lot.
Yeah, I was so thinking of you, so thank you. I'm feeling my heart chakra right now. Thank you, everybody.
Me too.
Are you?
Yes.
This is Lucia. And I can't go into details because it's too much, but everything that was talked about has been what I've been moving through as far as release and self-forgiveness and moving to the next level, regardless of where I've been, et cetera, et cetera. So it was great reassurance and great to hear from everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucia. We're with you.
I know.
Thank
you. Are. You are.
Yay. Would anybody else like to share anything?
I just want to say one more thing. While we were on a conference, I looked at the clock, and it says 4:44, and I go, oh, my gosh, what a number. What is this? And it says, you have just completed an important phase and are preparing to integrate an energy of new level of God consciousness.
Yay! Yay! Thank you for that confirmation. Affirmation.
Cheers for us.
Yay! Cheers for us. Cheers for us. I do feel that. I feel like on this call today we all got to a new level of integration. I'm feeling that. Is that what you're feeling?
And
yay. Yes. Yay, I hear lots of yays. Yes, yes, yes.
Yay,
we're getting there together. We're getting there together.
Oh, I know. I have goosebumps.
Me too. And I have goddess bumps too.
Just now. I also want to add that what I'm connecting is the image of a woman as a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also the clothes, you know, we wear.
Yeah.
Looking beautiful. That does support how we feel inside is lifted out as well.
Thank you.
In a beauty and shows it to the world and supports us in natural
mm-hmm.
expand.
Yeah. Awesome. I feel that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. Very good.
Aww.
Aww.
I encourage everybody to be their truest activation of their heart. And when you just see yourself and be connected with your heart, you will also attract a partner of like vibration. And I celebrate twin flames.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, Guru Kinnear, Norma. My
just want to say there was something special, really, really special in your voice today. It just touched my heart. Special,
oh.
Special voice.
Well, thank you, Norma. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As you can see, we don't want to hang up.
Well, yeah. Well, we just breathe into each other's thoughts and feelings and hearts. Breathe, know that we're all breathing together. And our hearts are all open to each other, and I'm just feeling that. I'm feeling that right now. I'm feeling, right in this moment, I'm glad you said that. I'm feeling kind of like a synergy of our hearts, kind of a deeper synergy, so we can actually feel each other more during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm feeling right now. So let's just take a breath to that. And just pull, anchor that feeling in, that synergistic expansion of our connection, how our connection expands us and supports us. That's what I'm feeling. Yeah. Oh, yeah, good. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. And keep this feeling with each breath all week. So we meet again next week and in person and different dimensions and many ways. And Yogi Bhajan is suggesting we chant some long satnams. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Beautiful. Inhale. Wahegudu.
Wahegudu.
Okay, everybody, I love you all. You're in my heart.
Love you too.
Yes. And I'll look forward, and Yogi Bhajan is also suggesting that as we do the practice this week, he said, you know, write down little thoughts and feelings and then maybe share some of those. He said it would be inspirational for us to kind of notice our own changes, and then we can share some of those with others at the beginning of the call next week. So, have fun. We'll be all energizing this week, and I will look forward to reconnecting in the physical next week, and until then, and through voice, I'll feel you in my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.